In 1999 and 2000, my son and my current wife's daughter were an item. They went to each other's proms. They went to the same school. My son went away to college. She was still in high school, but they were an item. In 2000, my wife, now wife, with her then husband, and myself with my then wife, went to Israel with approximately 40 other people, 40 other couples. And we went with a rabbi from the synagogue, from the same school where the kids went to school. And in Israel, things were not always wonderful, other than the scenery and the people. And one morning, I got on the elevator, and as I later learned, my now wife looked at me and said, "Someday, I'm going to help him because he looks worse than I feel." And as it turned out, that night and every night prior and every night after and every morning, there was always some issue. My snoring had kept my ex up all night, and she was so tired, she decided she was not going to go sightseeing that day. Actually, everyone in the group was very happy about that decision. I was never quite privy to all the things that occurred with my now wife and her husband, but I gather they were not as good either. And so we got back to Baltimore, and for the next 7 years, we spoke to each other every single day, in the morning, telling each other what terrible things had happened the day before, commiserating, getting strength to go through the next day, and we did. We had a telephonic romance, and that romance lasted until 2007, when each of us were divorced. Each of us were divorced, and we moved in with one another. That was in November 2007. And we did that on a trial basis. We rented our house first with an option to buy because we had not experienced being with each other on a round-the-clock basis. Well, we ended up buying the house. We're both still there now. But in November of 2008, we had the opportunity to return to Israel. And we decided that we were going to be married in Israel because, in reality, that's the first place where each of us noticed the other. And so we planned this trip, and because I had been in Israel several times prior, and there were things I wanted to show her that were not part of the trip, we decided to leave early. And so we left several days early, and we were in the lounge for the Spanish airline, heading for overseas. And we realized that we had not told any of our children what we were going to be doing. And so we got this idea that we would compose an email. And it would be the exact same thing, except this is to tell you that while we're in Israel, we're getting married, was the short version of it. And so literally as we were stepping on the plane, we hit the send button, and she sent it to her two children, and I sent it to my two children. And we boarded the plane and traveled to Israel. About 2 or 3 days into the trip, we hadn't heard from anyone. It was about 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the morning Israeli time. And literally two phones rang, one for me and one for her. It took another 5 years for our children to forgive us. Not for getting married, but for not telling them what we were going to do, and having excluded them from the ceremony.